Today, our text is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 27, and it reads thus. Now, large crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be a disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Father, thank you so much for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your written word. Thank you, God, for this day you have made. Father, I pray, God, as we listen to your word, feed us with the power of the Holy Spirit. O God, interpret your word to us. The Father, upon hearing this word, O God, you will bless our heart, and God will make decision and be a blessing to our future. We thank you for everything. Take your glory. Amen. Well, today I want to quickly speak to us on the theme, take up your cross and follow Jesus. In our message before this, we saw how challenging it is to live for Christ. In this passage of scripture, Christ's aim was not to gather appreciative crowds, but to make true disciples. That is the mindset of our Master. He's not just about the population, no, but he's concerned about true disciples. He was bold in his message, demands that would discourage the half-hearted. And so, this is it. In verse 25, says, "Now large crowds were going along with him. And he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.'" And so what is it? Why Jesus came down so hard on the people? Now, the thing here is, take up your cross and follow me. Taking up a cross are the challenges we face, the difficulties we experience, the rejection we face, the pains we encounter, the trials we endure. And Jesus said, if you want to follow me, take up your cross and follow me. Leaving your parents, children, fathers and mothers, how painful they are. And so Jesus is reminding us that if we decide to follow him, then we need to make some sacrifices. Those things that are dear to our heart, we need to put them behind us and focus on the kingdom of God. Rather than focusing on our family, focusing on our children, focusing on our sisters, our relatives, we need to focus on the kingdom of God. Amen. And I want us to look at the book of Luke, Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 24. And he was passing through from one city and village to another, teaching and proclaiming on his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, are there just few who are being saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." And so Jesus is still reminding us that we need to strive. We need to work hard. We need to focus on the kingdom of God and fulfill our duties. Because the young man is still concerned about the statement Jesus made. To leave your father, to leave your mother, to leave your wife, to leave your children, to leave your sister, brothers, they are all difficult things for a mere man to do. It takes grace for someone to focus on the kingdom of God. And so it claims the young man's attention. Are you saying that only few will be saved? Is that what you're saying to us? But he makes him to understand not to just focus on the statement, but to work hard. To work hard. Strive to enter through the narrow door. The door is small, it's difficult to go through. It is time for us to double our effort for the kingdom of God, because time is coming when we'll not be able. The word of God continues to remind us on a daily basis that there are a lot of challenges we face to endure the trials and temptation. It is not just easy. No, it's difficult. It takes grace. It takes committed people. It takes loving people, caring people, those that are willing to make the sacrifice. It takes few people to make the sacrifice. And this is exactly what the young man identified. Lord, there's few people. Few. Because if you look at the criteria set, it means only few people can endure it. Only few people can bear it. Only few people can accept it. The Lord has said, many will strive, but will not be able to enter. This is the time to focus. This is the time to work hard. This is the time to commit yourself to the kingdom work. Taking up your cross is to face the challenges life throws on your path. Things that will stop you from focusing on the kingdom of God. Difficulties you would encounter. Listen, the Bible tells us that for our sins to be forgiven, Jesus had to make a sacrifice on the cross. And on the cross, he carried all the pains. He was wounded. He was bruised. He cried. He suffered. He was thirsty. He was hungry. He went through all the pains we face today. Finally, he died, he was buried and resurrected. We are not of no exception. If Jesus Christ, who is God, was willing to go through the pain of life for the sake of the kingdom of God, and he said, no servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted him, they will persecute us too. If he went through all these things, we ourselves had to go through it. Who am I? I cannot sacrifice my time. Who are you that you cannot sacrifice your time, your resources? You cannot leave your business schedule for the kingdom of God. I come today to encourage you. The Bible has warned us that many are called, few are chosen. And we can identify from the criteria set that God is not focusing on millions of people. He's focusing on the few faithful. God's concern is for those who truly know him, those who are willing to make the sacrifice to follow him and live for him. If you're listening to me, whatever you are, take up your cross and follow Jesus. One day, our master will return. He's no longer going to be an advocate. He will be the judge. And he will judge the world with justice. If you don't know Jesus today, when he returns, there will be no chance. Today is the day for salvation. Today is the day to believe in Jesus. Today is the day to pick up your cross and start to follow Jesus. We live in a world of challenges today, that is true, but there will be no excuse that day. The Bible says there will be no excuse. The word of God never lied. During the day of Noah, he warned people, one day God will come back to judge the world. People did not listen, and when God's grace was expired, the Bible says he came down with flood, and the whole world was completely destroyed with flood. Destroyed may come. This time Jesus said he's coming back. He's going to prepare the place for us. And when it's done, he's going to come back to judge the world. The word of God will not lie. Whatever you are, hearing this message, I want to encourage you, stay where you are and commit your life to Jesus, believing that he has the authority to save your life He has the power to help you in your challenges. And as Paul rightly said, it is no longer I that walk but Christ that liveth in me. And so the life you live is not you again, but Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Your life will be a new brand life. And the kingdom of heaven will rejoice because a sinner has been saved. Today, as you surrender your life to Jesus, I'm going to join you to pray as we all believe that one day Jesus will come back to judge the world. And upon his return, we'll be in that number. May the Lord bless his word and sanctify it in our heart. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you, God, for this message, Lord. Thank you for those who have identified that just few will be saved. Because many of us believe that following you is a difficult thing to do. So the best thing is to go away. But I've come to understand the truth that those you called, you gave them divine grace, divine strength, divine wisdom, divine understanding, so that as they go along, even when they are weak, you will renew the strength. Things that we can do on our own, the Word of God can help us to do it. Places we are discouraged, the Word of God encourages our faith so that we'll be able to live for you. And so, Lord, I've come to pray for even those who have not heard your word. Father, I pray, God, as they hear it, that they know the truth about your kingdom. I didn't pray for those who have heard it, but still find it difficult to accept it. Lord, I pray that they will accept your word. And God, be willing to face the challenges. I even pray to God for those that have heard it, believe it, but yet are still living the wrong way. Father God, that they will change their mind, knowing that one day you will return to judge the world. Oh God, that upon your return, we all will be in the number. I pray, God, that you will strengthen us. I pray you will teach us your word. I pray you will direct our path and God give us divine grace to always live and fear you. Thank you and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.